And you can't do that because you lay yourself bare in the Atlantic. Mm-hmm. You just don't move your force out of the Atlantic and leave it wide open. You have to maintain your posture. So I told my boy, I'll go. I think it's ridiculous. So what do you want to do about it? I said, why don't you go up and tell McNamara we're studying the wrong thing? He said, I'm not going to do that. I said, I'll do it. He said, the hell you will. He said, I don't want to see you anywhere in McNamara's office.
Well, you said you didn't like the attitude of McNamara's
I went, he was gone one day, and he had me sit in for him at a meeting of the senior people in the study. It was headed by a 3-star Army general, 2-star Air Force, 2-star Army, 2-star Marine, 2-star Admiral. And I was in the Admiral's, sitting in for him. And in that group, there was a young fellow who was McNamara's liaison with our group. And we were discussing how to approach a certain concept on the next phase of the study. And it was discussed around the table. And we all came, I wasn't contributing much, just reporting for the Admiral. And we decided, the decision was made that this is the right way to go. 3-star general is sitting right here. There's the table. I'm sitting where you are. The civilian here must have been 24 years old. The back there. Put his feet right in front of the general. He says, I don't think you gentlemen have the right approach to this problem. Here's what I think you ought to do.
A 24-year-old.
And he told us what he thought we ought to do, and everybody around the table said, yes, sir, we'll do it that way. I came back from that and I said, you know, if I was that general, I'd have told him to get his ass out of that room, get his feet off the table, and act like a gentleman. And I was told, if you did that, your career would have been, you'd have been out. And that's the attitude I didn't like. And I ran a classmate of mine, by that time, who had resigned from the Navy, and had a very senior position in the industry. I had lunch with him one day and I said, you know, I'm debating this whole thing. And I said, you know, the way things are going, I don't think I'm going to make Admiral, so why hang around? He said, well, I'm sure you're going to make Admiral. I said, no, I don't think I am. He said, well, don't worry about it. He says, that's not the problem. The problem is, do you want to be an Admiral? Oops. I hadn't thought about that one. And I looked at him and thought, what I've been through and the way I've seen people, I said, I guess I really don't. So I started looking, and a few months later, I resigned. So I resigned in 1963, so I've been out 25 years almost.
Who did you go with when you left?
Litton Industries.
In what capacity?
Like a program management capacity, basically. I had a number of programs as time went on. I guess the more interesting program I had was inertial systems on commercial aircraft. All aircraft now overseas don't have navigators, they have inertial systems. And I was part of the group that started that bulletin. Then I went from there to the guy who hired me in Lytton had left this division and went to a data systems division, which were involved in the electronics for a lot of the ships being built. And so he asked me if I'd join him over there. I went over with him. I worked for a while with him, and then I got an offer from another company to go with them, which was too good to turn down, so I took that. That happened to be about 4 months before they went bankrupt. So I went back to the same old group. I wasn't, they wanted me back. They wanted me to set up a land-based test facility down in Pascagoula, Florida, Mississippi. That's how I ended up in Mississippi. And I stayed there. Then they wanted to send me back to California again. I said, I'm tired of moving. So I quit that. started an engineering consulting firm. That went on for about 3 or 4 years, and then the oil market went to pot. I was involved with that. So then I just laid back.
It was time to retire.
For good, right. I think maybe we ought to.
Okay, I don't want to
break it. I don't know what's going on.